with the flu and other respiratory illnesses being here in full force and early, things are changing a bit at the assessment clinic.
Oh, absolutely. The typical cold and flu clinic usually peaks in January, and we're seeing a very early start to this, especially with the school-age populations. They bring respiratory-type illnesses home, and then mom and dad get sick. So the emergency department is seeing an all-time high number of visits. We're actually up 32% visits compared to pre-COVID. And obviously, you can see that those extra numbers are putting a lot of strain on our emergency department. So we've tried to be creative and see what do we have at our disposal that we could help the emergency department with these respiratory type illnesses.
So you're asking people to go to your clinic before going to emerge?
If they feel that it's a new onset of mild to moderate cold-like symptoms, such as a new cough, sore throat, earache, something like that, their first attempt should be to go to see their healthcare practitioner, but there is a lot of people in the community who don't have access to healthcare practitioners. And if they want to try and get an appointment with us first, we will take appointments every morning. We have a physician in the clinic mornings only. But if they want to try and come in with us, if we have openings, we will definitely take them and assess them. And then, you know, it's up to them if they want to utilize us or go to the emergency department. But we, being a clinic that does appointments only, at least they won't be looking at, you know, hours of wait in a waiting room.
Right. So that, do they need to be referred, or can someone just call your clinic?
No, they can. If they feel that they have a new onset of mild to moderate respiratory illness and they want to be assessed by a physician, then they can just give us a call at 705-267-0224. And if they don't get the clerk immediately, then we'll call you back and we'll hopefully give you an appointment for the morning within 24 hours.
Yeah, but you are expecting quite a few calls.
We actually don't know what to expect. So today is the first day we've sort of staffed to accommodate this. And because the media bulletin just went out today, we really don't know what to expect. But we're hoping to offset about 25 visits per day from the emergency department, which will help them deal with, you know, the huge numbers that they're seeing.
Okay. Well, I like to think that once we get it on Country 93.1 and our website, you'll get a lot of calls.
Well, that's okay. We'll take it as it comes, eh?
Yeah, just be patient and you'll get back to people as soon as you can, right?
Yeah, they only need to leave one message. And when we call them, we will screen them on the phone and let them know, you know, if we feel that they meet the criteria for being assessed here. We are operating sort of as a walk-in clinic where we can't give any active treatments, but we can definitely do a throat swab. We can do an outpatient x-ray. The doctors can look in the ears, look in the throats, and we'll go from there.
Okay, but there's no walk-in, it's only by appointment.
Yeah, for now we're just going to do by appointment only because we don't have a waiting area at the COVID clinic, and we don't want people waiting outside. And if anybody remembers what it was like prior to December 30th last year when the weather was cold and people were lining up for COVID swabs down the block and standing in line for 2 hours, we really want to avoid that. And our physicians are only here till noon, so we have a limited amount of time that we can fit these people in.
Okay. Is there anything you wanted to add to any of this?
No, I just think that, you know, people need to be patient. You know, it's a very stressful time of year with kids being sick and people having to stay home to take care of their kids or not feeling well. But I think, you know, the best thing that people can do is, you know, get their flu shot, make sure they wash their hands, and just stay home if you're sick. You know, it's surprising how many people you still see going out and about, you know, who clearly have some sort of a respiratory illness and are not staying home. And the guidelines, whether it's for, you know, influenza or just a common cold or COVID, are still to stay home until you're symptom free for at least 24 hours.
Okay, thank you for this, Tara. I will get the story up on our website shortly and on on the radio this afternoon at 4 and 5 and all morning tomorrow. And I might even put the audio of our full interview up on the web story, because there's so much detail in there that I can't go into in a 3-minute newscast, you know?
No problem. But if anybody has any questions, they can definitely give us a call, and we'll hopefully answer their questions for them and steer them in the right direction.